cost caps. This is gonna be wild today. Let's get into it. Let's make sure this microphone is good. Alright, oh, that's in the shot. Okay. Let's get to it. All right, everybody. Today, we're talking about cost caps. And you know what? I'm going to tell you why I love them. I'm going to tell you how you should use them. I'm going to tell you why I use them on a lot of my accounts. And this is going to be crazy because I feel like I've been wildly misquoted for years. And to be fair, you should be using them in the right place. I think they're incredibly useful when used properly. And I also think that the vast majority of people that use them and say they're the everything do it for all the wrong reasons. So let's unpack this today because it's going to be awesome. So this is how I use cost caps to be successful on Facebook and what you should be doing in 2024 to maximize your results. So I was asked recently, are you for or against cost caps? And what I said was very simple. I love them. I think they can be very effective. If you know how to use them and you leverage them properly, they can be great. Nothing is as good as cost caps at making sure that a certain CPA is maintained at scale, at large, as long as that's your primary business objective. And to be fair, I have a personal history that goes back with cost caps, back to 2017, 2018, where I literally wrote the book on how they should be used that was taught to a lot of ad agencies. And to be fair, I see a couple of sections of those case studies that was over $20 million in spend over like 6 months, 50% of which funded by Facebook. Like that has become more or less the standard operating procedure for entire agencies, including a few people that we won't name here, but if you know them, drop them in the comment section below. Maybe I'll give you a thumbs up if you're right. I'm not against using them. I think they're phenomenally powerful, but there are a few things we have to establish when we're gonna use them properly. And to be fair, I use them on accounts where we're spending $2,000 a day. I use them on accounts where we're spending $50,000 a day. We just have to use them the right way. So why is the debate around cost caps so contentious? You know, it feels like media buyers keep pushing one way or the other. You gotta get in the boat or you're gonna do this other thing and like you gotta pick a side. Let me tell you this. There are really three schools of thought when it comes to running Facebook ads. Now, the cost cap bro culture that you see me calling out a lot, where they use it 100% of the time for basically everything, generally speaking, that thought leadership comes from, again, this one little case study that was done like 6 years ago. And to be fair, is something that I use in my own accounts, but we'll get to that more later. That culture is basically coming from the perspective of a performance marketer needing to make sure that the number on the paper meets a certain objective. I need my CPA to be below a certain number. And we're basically using cost caps as more or less like commission-based salespeople. I can spend any amount of money as long as my cost per sale is below this number. Now, that's phenomenal for the business objective of I can spend any amount of money below that number, but not a penny more, and I don't need to spend anything. If you're gonna use cost caps completely, you also have to be accepting of the fact that I might get zero spend because ultimately your ads are only ever gonna be so good and they're going to die because you're using a predictive algorithm to determine future behavior and you will eventually see more bad data than good and they'll just stop spending. So at that point, we what? Launch more ads and just have this constant flywheel to try to keep the ad account up, leveraging getting lucky and leveraging data that's depreciating and just trying to keep restarting the thing. And if we can launch more ads faster and faster and faster, we can outpace the depreciation. There's another school of thought, which is like, well, you just never use them because they destroy incremental lift. And like any person that would ever use them on anything is basically wrong categorically. And to be fair, I think a lot of people think I'm in that camp. It's not that I'm in that camp. I just think the people that say you should always use them for everything are completely misguided because ultimately their business objective is not in growing the business. I've seen somebody that is one of, I think, the leaders of the cost cap bro culture talk about how good cost caps are at preventing wasted spend. And their definition of massive success was 30% growth in their business. I've also plainly shared a lot of my businesses where we use more or less lowest cost, maximum conversions for what we do on the lion's share of our spend, and we 2 to 3 or 4 or 5x the business. 200, 500% growth, 30%, 500%. And there's a reason why you don't need cost caps in order to grow. And in fact, a lot of the agencies that leverage just cost caps to grow basically succeed because they found a brand that doesn't need them. That brand would grow anyway, and cost caps don't really drive the growth of the business. They're treated more like Amazon and Google Shopping. They capture existing intent, and you can grow and be very successful with your ad spend capturing existing intent. Hell, Amazon and Google exist as platforms to do just that. And we see great brands do it as well, like Jones Road with Cody. Now, Jones Road and Cody use cost caps because, let's be fair, Facebook isn't the tip of the spear for getting attention. His mom is Bobbi Brown. She's basically the most famous makeup person in the history of makeup. She's the Michael Jordan of makeup. And anytime they make a post, it goes viral because Tom Brady is telling you how to play football. And we look at brands like Obvi and Ash and huge proponents of cost caps, but they're also in Walmart. They have a Facebook group of nearly, at this point, I think 100,000 people. Facebook ad spend isn't the tip of the spear and required in order for them to acquire future revenue. It's capturing existing intent. And both of them are phenomenal at just mass producing content. They basically turned Facebook into Amazon and are leveraging the creative machine required to keep TikTok going so they can outpace depreciation. That works for big brands. And there are a few really great examples of folks that more or less have an Amazon store that were successful at running it on Facebook and scaling it because, again, hey, Facebook is bigger than Amazon. But there's also a third group of people that take a balanced approach and understand how the tools are supposed to be used. These are the it depends folks. And I will gladly raise my hand and say, I'm in the it depends crowd. Now, most of the time in public, I can't get into the it depends because I'm dealing with folks that are either it's black or it's white, great, doesn't exist. And also I'm taking credit for everybody's success when we're successful. When they fail, well, it's their fault.
Screw you guys.
Which is basically MO of the cost cap bro culture, which is why I call them out so often, because let's be fair, that's nonsense. Now, there's a big cultural divide there in how we define success and also the culpability of the advertiser. You will find some folks that say, hey, look, the ad agency's job is to spend your money and give you a profit. In that case, absolutely use cost caps. If your job is not to grow the business, but to make sure that when somebody gives you money, you spend it in a way that they see a return, awesome. You're not responsible for their growth. And if they fail, it's not your fault. But also if they're successful, I don't want you to raise your hand and say you had anything to do with it, which sadly they do. And that's where a lot of the tension comes in. So let's talk about when brands should use cost caps. Now, I gave previously two examples, Jones Road and Obvi, where cost cap spend on Facebook is not the only way that they're getting attention, and they're very good at monetizing attention in other ways. It's basically another version of Google Shopping and Amazon, and look, they're doing really, really good at it. They're also not known as like massive growth brands, and they're also known for being really good at other things. And that's totally fine. If you're really good at other things, use cost caps because Facebook doesn't have to be the tip of the spear. You can be influencer marketing. You can go viral on TikTok. You can be affiliates. You can do all sorts of stuff. In that case, look, just check the box and move on. That's fine. There are also, though, really great uses for cost caps. So let me give you two of mine that I've been teaching in Disruptor School and inside my Facebook group. And when I wrote the book on cost cap CBO back in 2018, $10 million in of Facebook's money, we clearly defined what they were. First off, incremental spend. If you know that cost caps basically use some of your existing data to go out and create new data in a way that is a depreciation, well, what if it doesn't use all of the data? What if it's not your only source? What if it's only 5, 10, 15% of your information? What if out of every $1,000 you spend, $100 of it goes to cost caps? Well, yeah, it's a depreciating flywheel, but you have something else basically filling the bucket faster than the cost caps can drain it. Now you have a sustainable system. Now you can use those cost caps to suppress your CPA, whether it's incremental lift or not. What you're getting is more good information into the machine that lowers the average cost the machine sees, which means those maximized conversions, lowest cost efforts can be more efficient. And ultimately, when we're looking at incremental lift and growth, doing that can be phenomenal for your business, especially if you're using a 7-day click, 1-day view attribution window, where you're really setting up that cost cap to help amplify the marketing efforts of your search and your email, which is where that 7-day click transaction might very well be occurring. People say, well, it's not incremental, don't do it. If it's not incremental, but it's the reason your incremental channels exist and are profitable, then it's helpful. The other way we do it is to take advantage of temporary business objectives. Maybe we need to do mass creative testing at scale. Maybe we have a promotional campaign with a set flight of like 10 days and any money we can spend at a profit, great. But these are not going to last forever. This is a depreciating thing. Look, it's Mother's Day, and by June, that sale has to be off because we're launching a Father's Day campaign. Great, we can use cost caps there in addition to our normal efforts. These are places where cost caps are tremendously useful. It's also great to understand incremental efforts when testing offers. Now, I'm not a big person to test offers with Facebook ads. I think you should only really be running your best offer. You should validate those offers that you want to test incremental to that via email and a lot of other sources. But if you want to see, hey, look, we validated it on email. We've put it into our one-click upsells. It sells. We want to try it on Facebook. Great, let's try it on cost caps, see if it has legs. Awesome, I love that. Let's do market test and validation. Phenomenal use case. So let's talk about using cost caps for creative testing. Now, again, in 2018, Facebook gave me 8 figures of their money to spend alongside of our own when I was working in the Disruptor Group with 310 Nutrition alongside Purple Mattresses and Smile Direct Club, Movement Watches, Match Group, etc. And the cost cap CBO case study that we put together basically said this: you can test a bunch of ads with cost caps and whatever works well will get spent and whatever doesn't work well won't. Here's the thing though, sometimes that ad works well, not because the ad is good. Sometimes it's just the last touch point. If you have a bunch of kids in a neighborhood trying to sell candy,
the Cartman store is epic.
And like, as soon as you buy, they'll go away. Well, by the time the 5th kid knocks on your door today, you might be like, all right, fine. Give me a box of the Thin Mints and then please, I have to get back to my life. Okay, great. That doesn't mean they're the best salesperson. They were just the one that was there when you were ready to purchase. And what if one specific ad sits a little bit lower in the funnel and is a little bit better at being the last touch point because Facebook is able to show it to people that are more likely to convert because it's a great mid or bottom funnel ad, and then it steals all the market share and you try to take that thing to prospecting. It's going to fail. But it looks good. And you can use that to test a bunch of different options. Now, what if we want to actually weaponize that for creative testing at scale, massive scale, and quickly? Here's something that I do. Say it's a Valentine's Day campaign, and I want to know the best way of selling flowers. By the way, this is 100% what I've done with a flower business, turning them from single offer to subscription at a scale of millions of dollars, and quite literally was put into the case study of how to teach Facebook reps how to teach how to use cost caps years ago in a way that I see recited back to me as to why cost caps are so good by people who think I hate them, which, irony, I love it. What if we just launched like 10 or 20 dynamic creatives in a cost cap campaign? And anything that earned spend and worked well, great. And as soon as it fatigued, well, it goes away. You can actually have a 10 or 12 day long flight running a dozen or 20 cost capped based CBO campaign dynamic creatives. And if it does earn spend and it does work, great. And when it dies, because it will, you have other things in. And basically you're building a campaign that gets smarter and smarter, leveraging the best assets you have. But each one of those assets has a very short lifespan, but can do very well. Well, you're basically shuffling the deck every time, pulling up the next best card, next best card, next best card. And as the campaign gets better and better and the market shifts closer and closer to you, because immediacy is really important, especially during buying holidays. People don't buy 12 days out nearly as much as they do on the last day of shipping. Your campaign will get better and better because of data, because of market need. While the assets basically depreciate, you can leverage that in a way that is very effective. But ultimately, it's not evergreen. Every single one of those assets will depreciate. You will see ad fatigue in a way that otherwise is completely avoidable. Remember, ad fatigue is a sign of operations. It doesn't happen at scale, at broad, unless you misuse the platform or unless you're using it to specifically create ad fatigue, which ultimately brings me to our last point today. How do I use cost caps? And what would I advise you to do in 2024? Well, there are 3 main things. First off, a lot of you have adopted the one campaign and 3-2-2 method, and I love it. What if we take all of the ads that are kind of getting edged out and take those post IDs and put them into a cost cap campaign with like 5, 10, maybe 15% of our budget. We can squeak out the last little bit of efficiency they have. You can also do this with Advantage Shopping. Now, I've been doing this with Cost Caps since 2018. I've been doing it with Advantage Shopping campaigns since 2022. This is very effective. That ad will depreciate even faster, but you're gonna get greater efficiencies as it does so. So basically, like a supernova, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until it finally explodes and then it's done. But you can milk it for every last little bit of juice in that squeeze. And there's value to that. Another way of doing it is, like we talked about before, what if you're trying to find new opportunities in your market? Well, cost caps are a great way to do that. Whether it's new offers that you want to test or completely new concepts that are very outside of what you're normally doing. Maybe it's, I want to launch an IG Shops campaign alongside my one campaign and I don't know if it's going to work or not. You can run it on cost caps to see if it works, to see if there's a there, right? We used to call this a smoke test. Does it actually catch fire? And if it does, you can begin to leverage some of that stuff. Move it into a one campaign at broad with non-cost caps and make it an evergreen effort. And if it catches fire and burns out real quick, well, hey, look, you made some money. You probably paid for that initial purchase order and you realized ultimately this was fun, but I'm not gonna waste more into it. That's a great way to market test. And you can do that alongside of adding things to your one-click upsells, adding things to your emails, and putting things in your dynamic product ads and just seeing if they get any spend and then indexing your DPAs to see what the market likes. And there's one other reason to use cost caps. What if you don't want to scale your budget? What if your business isn't about growth? What if your flex isn't that your Facebook ad account scales and grows and you got great ROAS and MER and all that stuff? What if that's not your business? And I feel like far too few people actually talk about, I only wanna spend $1,000 a month. I only wanna spend $50,000 a month on Facebook. I can only spend 50 bucks a day because I have the rest of a business and everything else. And if it sells, awesome. If it doesn't, okay. That's a bummer, but all right. I see this a lot with people trying to start, especially drop shipping and print on demand stores. This is a phenomenal place to start doing cost caps. And to be fair, this is step one, because as soon as you start to make a good store with the print on demand or drop shipping with cost caps, you can start to work in vertical integration and you can take your drop shipping store and turn it into a real brand. I've done that over and over again. I think the most fun I ever had with that was Squishy Cats trying to sell them back in 2016. We turned that into a $10 million business. So the strategy here is simple. Throw things up and see if they get spent. If they do and your business results are great, awesome. And this is phenomenal for folks that are just trying to get their toe wet with Facebook ads. Maybe you're great at affiliate marketing. Maybe you're amazing at email and influencer. Maybe your Amazon store is great, but you don't know how Facebook works. Maybe your Google Shopping is great, but you can't get Facebook to work. If Facebook isn't the tip of the spear, but instead is just a mid or bottom funnel channel to the rest of your business efforts, just run cost caps. You don't need to be good at everything to be successful. I had a video and we can link it right here, boom. You only need three things to be successful. Maybe that's, I'm really good at Google search and I'm decent at copywriting and I am pretty darn good at making a landing page that converts. Great. You could also begin to basically treat Facebook like Google Shopping. You can treat Facebook like your PPC campaigns. And you should probably also be leveraging Amazon at that point. And all Facebook is another version of that. And to be fair, I see brands do phenomenal work. And they say, I'm growing 3X, 5X, 10X, and getting to $10,000 a day, which is amazing. But it's also a drop in the bucket for bigger businesses. But if that's what success means to you, that's awesome. Just know that when you go down the rabbit hole of running cost caps, you can expect three things to occur. Number one, results will never be continuous. Number two, your ads are going to die and require you to make new ads over and over again. And as you scale your budget, you're gonna have to make new ads faster and faster and faster in a way that not running cost caps basically eliminates entirely. And third, there's no guarantee on delivery, which ultimately brings me to the biggest hole in the cost cap bro culture that I wanna call out before we call it a day here. If you're running a business, it's not just spending money at a profit to be successful. It's not just the flex that you see from so many of the cost cap bros and agency owners that ultimately leverage a good business model and say, we'll come in at the mid and bottom of the funnel and run cost caps and we'll spend your Facebook money and make a profit on it and we'll be happy. And they'll probably charge you like 20, 30, 40, 50 grand. They're gonna pay their media buyer like $1,000 to do it. And they're gonna work tremendously running audiences and cost caps and all sorts of stuff just to try to make it work. To be fair, those people are basically just, they sign clients that are about to blow up because they're good enough to afford them, but not so good that they don't need them yet. The hit rate of that type of client is great. And you can run cost caps on their existing business model and you'll probably be phenomenally successful for 3 to 6 months. Here's the problem. Cost caps don't spend in a projectable fashion. You don't know if you're gonna spend 10,000 or 10. You might also spend 10,000 where the cost cap blows through what you're actually trying to spend. The point here is you can't project cash flow or inventory burn. And if you don't know what inventory you need in 90 days, and you don't know what your finances are gonna look like in 45 days, because you have no idea what your Facebook is going to do, you cannot scale a business in a reliable fashion. That's a real problem. So I hope that helps. This has been a lot of fun and a video that I think everybody wanted to see, and I held off on making it because I wanted to make sure that I presented it as well as I possibly could. So with that being said, before we go, there's a link to the Facebook Ads MBA program. You can check that out, by the way. In here, I've been talking about how to run cost caps alongside your one campaign, because remember, it's one campaign per business objective. It doesn't mean your entire ad account has to have only one campaign. I've been teaching that for years. And if you want to be successful in a place where you don't have to hire those ad agencies anymore, this is your ticket to do it. For less than it would cost them a month to basically pillage your funnel and take credit for all of your success, you could never need them again. There's a reason why I've had hundreds of people go through this and never had anybody ask for their money back. And that's my best effort to be as helpful as possible. Down below, you'll see links for my newsletter and for CharlieBot.ai, where you can use it for free anytime. And with that being said, thank you so much. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And thank you all so, so much. This year is going to be massive. And I hope this video hits as hard as I think it will, because, man, if I can reach the right people with this, we can legitimately change lives. We can save dreams. And, well, all those people that are basically running their entire business off of my playbook from 6 years ago, that run off of basically, we're gonna bake our entire business as the icing on the cupcake that is the dessert. We can show how that's actually a part of a 5-course meal. And we can say 30% growth is a drop in the bucket of what you deserve. And you should never pay somebody that much money to potentially destroy your future. And really, everything that we talked about today is their entire business model. So you don't need to hire them. You can literally just do it yourself. Yeah, I think that's that. I have a daughter to go take care of and a beautiful life that doing this and helping you has given me. So thank you so much. And I'll leave you guys to it. Take care out there. Thank you so much. YouTube thinks you might get a couple of these. Don't forget to smash the button. And until next time, I'll see you on the internet. Bye.